SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. As the Trump campaign prepares to appeal the latest attempt to remove Mr. Trump from a state primary ballot, Maine's top election official could be impeached for ruling that the former president is ineligible to appear on the ballot in Maine.
GOP State Representative John Andrews calls the decision by Democratic Secretary of State Shannon Bellows, in his words, hyper-partisanship on full display. And he vows to pursue an impeachment despite a Democrat-controlled legislature. Bellows, for her part, noted she suspended her decision pending an anticipated appeal. Earlier this month, the Colorado Supreme Court removed Mr. Trump from its ballot based on an interpretation of the 14th Amendment. That decision is also on hold due to appeal, each of which is likely to reach the U.S. Supreme Court. George Williams reporting.
Political analysts have been reviewing the number of congressional retirements that will come in the year ahead, and they're predicting that Republicans could gain even more seats as a result.
So far, it appears about 24 Democrats have indicated they won't seek re-election, while only 14 Republicans will not run for another term. Among them, Colorado Congressman Ken Buck, who announced his departure last month because of congressional chaos. But the departures of some Democrats in competitive districts like California's Katie Porter, Michigan's Alyssa Slotkin, and Virginia's Abigail Spanberger have Republicans hopeful those seats will flip red, although district changes in Louisiana and Alabama could help Democratic candidates. I'm Jackie Quinn.
It was a dramatic rescue last evening on an icy Minnesota lake. More than 100 people fishing when the ice they were on broke away from the shoreline, drifting out into Upper Red Lake. Took more than 2 hours, but crews were able to rescue all 122 people, no injuries, although some bystanders did wind up in the frigid water for a short time. SRN News. Religious freedom advocates turning the spotlight on Mauritania.
Islam is the official religion of the West African nation, and it is illegal to follow any other faith. Religious courts in Mauritania will prosecute anyone who professes Christ under strict apostasy laws. According to Open Doors USA, the country's tiny Christian community has no legal way of meeting for worship and runs severe risks with any attempt to spread the gospel. There are some Islamic terror groups operating in eastern Mauritania. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Opponents of Connecticut's policy letting boys compete against girls in high school sports will get a second chance to challenge it in court. A federal appeals court in Manhattan has revived the case. Alliance Defending Freedom, which represents the four female athletes who brought the lawsuit, says it looks forward to seeking a ruling on the case's merits. At least 20 states have approved a version of a blanket ban on boys playing against girls on school sports teams. SRN News. There's a landmark military health study underway.
Documents show the risks toxic substances posed in the underground capsules and silos where Air Force nuclear missile crews have worked since the 1960s. Now many of those service members have cancer. The toxic substances were recorded in documents obtained by the Associated Press through Freedom of Information Act requests. And the documents tell a far different story from what the Air Force leadership told the nuclear missile community two decades ago, when the first reports of cancer began to surface, that there was no cause for concern. The Air Force is now working on an official count of how many current or former service members have cancer. John Scott reporting.
The Coast Guard says a large cargo ship with an active fire in its hold is being kept 2 miles offshore of an Alaska port as a precaution. While efforts are undertaken to extinguish the flames, the ship carrying a load of lithium-ion batteries. More details, SRNNews.com.